Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Here we go. Let's get it going, huh? I love this song. I love it. Little early show today. Me and the Pop Warner boys, my 8U team, we got a regional playoff game in San Diego tomorrow morning. So literally after I shoot this podcast, I'm going to throw some fits in my duffel bag and I'm hitting the road. I'm already late. I'm about to hit that Southern California traffic when I get up there. I know it. But we're here. I got no excuse to give you guys a little something on this Friday, especially going into week 11 NFL, week 12 college football. So it's going to be a short show. Here's the deal. We'll probably go 20 minutes. We'll preview the college games. We'll preview the NFL games. I was very interested to see how that Patriots-Jets game went last night. And it went. Look, these guys in Vegas, they're up to something. You see all these betting scandals come out? No, I'm just kidding. I'm not saying that. But Vegas has a 13.5-point spread on this game last night, and it ends up being a 13-point margin. So technically, if you got that half a point, that Jets cover bet would have hit. I cannot imagine if you have New England minus 13.5. What do we got going on in college football this weekend? We've touched on some of these games. We have not completely previewed them. So let's run through. Michigan and Northwestern, do not care. Not worth previewing. South Carolina at Texas A&M. Look, some people are saying that South Carolina's got to win out in order to be bowl eligible. And some are saying at 3-6 that this is motivation enough for South Carolina to go into Aggieland and play a good game. I say no chance. No chance. You know what I mean? Texas A&M's playing for destiny. You know, South Carolina, they're playing for relevance. And that's just that, you know? NC State at the U, 15.5-point underdog. Miami clinches that up. No problem. They're climbing the rankings. They were 18th last week. Then they're up 3 spots. Despite their errant losses and their errant quarterback, Carson Beck. There's a perfect path. I said last week, or maybe even earlier this week, that Miami's destiny would have to be in the hands of other college football programs. It seems like things have shaped up a bit for the U. Looks like they've got a perfect path ahead if they go 10-2. You cannot have another loss if you are the U. It seems like that 2 losses is going to be that sweet spot with this 12-team playoff. Used to be you could only lose 1. Now you can lose 2. Does Miami's inconsistency create more upset potential than their talent suggests? Well, let me say this about the U. I don't think their quarterback is a very smart guy. Sometimes, man, you could just look at somebody and tell that they are a bit genetically challenged when it comes to mental performance. Carson Beck does not look like a smart guy. He does not make reads like a smart guy. Throws a lot of interceptions, and I think he gets in his own head. It's hard. I can't imagine the struggle of being a player, being that age in today's climate with the internet. Everybody's talking about you. You come into a bunch of money. I cannot be imagine being a young cat, because one bad play can send you spiraling. Look, I see this with my I see this with my 8-year-olds. I see this with my 8-year-olds all the time. One bad play sends them into an absolute spiral. And sometimes 18 to 22-year-olds are no different. You're looking at a guy that at 21 years old was nowhere close to the wisdom or mental resilience that I feel like I have today. It's a tough age to be in the spotlight. And I don't think Carson Beck really takes to it well. I probably said this on the show before. I don't think he's ever going to be a starting quarterback in the NFL, let alone a franchise quarterback. He might get the chance to start, Carson Beck, but he's never going to be a franchise guy. I can't imagine him going higher than the second round in the draft. But they play NC State. I haven't heard much about NC State, so that tells me that they're not really cooking with a lot of grease. And so, again, conference game, though. The U, they get beat by SMU. That would be a whole new level of meltdown as 15.5-point favorites if Miami lost to the Wolfpack at home. Carson Beck would have to throw 4 picks, which he's done a couple games this year. Guy doesn't take care of the football. I just don't think he looks smart. I don't, like, come on. You guys know what I'm talking about. When people got that big protruding forehead and their eyes are a little too far apart, you just kind of don't look as smart. And I feel like you're vindicated a lot of the time. When I see him throw picks, I'm like, looks dumb, is dumb. But I've never played quarterback at that level. I'd probably throw 8 picks. You know, so give me Miami in that game against NC State. Florida at Ole Miss. I got a couple buddies that are heading down to Oxford for this game. Florida's either going to be motivated or dead. They come out against Georgia motivated. They're always motivated against Georgia. And then Kentucky, arguably the worst program in the SEC right now. They get beat 38-7, I believe, by Kentucky last week. I'm leaning towards Florida is dead. There's no morale there. There's none. If you lose to Kentucky, you're dead. You're done. And you go to play a good, one of the best teams in the country in Ole Miss. They could be exhausted from having back-to-back road games. Ole Miss, obviously, they got everything in front of them, everything to play for, and they know they're in the playoff if they win. Florida's banged up. I mean, all the cards are pointed against Florida in this game against Ole Miss. They're not even at home. They're on the road. Everything is leaning against Florida. My outline, my AI outline here says that Florida is +3. I don't believe that at all. The spread's absolutely got to be bigger than that. Let's check it out. I always log into FanDuel before the show. I haven't placed a sports bet in months. Months. But I log into this FanDuel account for the show when I need to see point spreads, because for some reason, these nasty bookmakers in Las Vegas, they have a fun way of keeping point spreads from you when you try and Google it. And now I'm struggling to find. Okay, Florida at Ole Miss. Of course, the outline got it wrong. 11.5-point spread. That's interesting. I would stay off of that. Yeah. I mean, there's not much more to say about that game. It's just, and look, here's a team that's in the playoff field that, look, I think 6 to 8 SEC teams would beat up on. That's Utah. This is what I'm talking about. And I think I intended to touch on this yesterday, but I didn't. It's the potential for the committee to fear appearing biased by putting too many SEC teams in the playoff. When in reality, look, I can't help that the SEC is the best conference by far in college sports, not just college football. None of us can help that, okay? When you try to appease certain Big Ten, Big 12 fans, Big 12 fans don't cry as much. It's really the Big Ten fans. When you're trying to appease these Big Ten fans that cry about conference representation because they know they're inferior to the SEC, I fear that this committee will be wanting to please everybody and pander to these Big Ten crybabies about letting more teams from other conferences in when you goddamn know good and well that the best playoff has the most SEC teams in it. Let's just keep it a buck. Teams like Vandy, dude. I'm worried that a team like Vandy is going to get screwed out of being in this playoff because the committee fears appearing biased because some of these Big Ten fans will sob all over themselves if Vandy gets in over whoever. Some of these games, it's not even worth talking about. Okay, you got Oklahoma. I believe they're at Bama. We got Texas going to Athens, Georgia. Who's Vandy play? Let's see. SEC football. Okay, yep, South Carolina A&M, Tennessee Tech at Kentucky, who cares? Arkansas at LSU, New Mexico State at Tennessee, Oklahoma at Bama. Let's take a look. What do we have for that? If Alabama loses, they're 9-2. Is what my outline says here. Sometimes I'm not sure if this outline. I make it verify facts, but anyways, let's get on down the road here. We're running with limited time. Most people got Bama penciled in, obviously. Yeah. And I think Georgia beats the hell out of Texas at home. I think Bama beats Oklahoma. There's a bunch of scenarios in here. We just don't have time to cover it today. Like I said, it's going to be a short episode. I already should have hit the road to California. But we got to do it, man. We got to be here for you guys. We got to show up and do this thing every day. And I fucking love it. You know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and preview some of these NFL games. That'll probably take up the rest of the show. I told you guys about 20 minutes. We're at 14, and we'll get on down the road. We got Washington Commanders at Miami Dolphins. Miami comes in favored. 2.5 points. Look at that. Did you think you were going to see the Miami Dolphins favored in any game this year? Because I didn't. Obviously, coming off a huge win against Buffalo. They're back at home. Washington is struggling. They're starting fights. They're playing with their backup quarterback. There's questions about their starting quarterback, Jaden, being in a sophomore slump. And so what direction do you take this game? I don't know. What direction do you take it? Do the Miami Dolphins have the vibes back? Or was last week just a flash in the pan in a division game? That is very difficult, but it should be a fun game. If Tua can let it rip, limit the turnovers. I haven't watched much of Washington this year. Every game I've seen of theirs, it's been lopsided. Normally it's them getting killed. Oh, man. Give me the Commanders on the points to cover that. Chicago Bears at Minnesota Vikings. Again, division game. Give me the Bears to cover that plus 2.5. No brainer. The Vikings stink. Okay, their defense is cool every now and then. 9 is corny. Okay, Caleb Williams, still gay. But the Bears are playing great football. But again, it's a division game, and it's in Minnesota. So, my God, they're going to pack that out. Matter of fact, give me Minnesota. I'm flip-flopping today. Minnesota minus 2.5. This is not financial advice, by the way. I have not bet on a sports game in months. So these are not picks that I'm telling you to go out and take. These are just my opinion on where I think these games are going to go. The point spreads help us do that. Green Bay at New York. Green Bay, 7.5-point favorites on the road. Give me the Giants to cover that 7.5 points. Big spread, and I don't think Green Bay's offense is worth a good goddamn right now. I really don't. That's an easy one. Giants plus 7.5. Come back and crucify me if I'm wrong. Carolina at Atlanta, 3.5-point spread in favor of Atlanta. I'm taking Carolina to cover that. You know, they had a tough game last week against New Orleans, division game. But I still don't think that this Carolina Panthers team gets the credit that they deserve. I think they're much better than people think, still. So give me them to cover, 3.5 points. Golly, 3.5 points. Los Angeles Chargers at Jacksonville Jaguars. Chargers are 3-point favorites on the road. This could be a weird game. You got a couple quarterbacks that are pretty, like Justin Herbert, he's shown good flashes lately, but on the macro, I would argue he's still pretty inconsistent. And then obviously Trevor Lawrence is one of the most inconsistent, to me, professional quarterbacks in the league right now. This could be a very weird game. If I was actually betting hard-earned money, I'd probably stay the hell away from this Chargers at Jaguars game. Give me LA minus 3. This is going to be the toughest one for me. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. 5.5-point underdogs are my Bengals. Division game. Lot to play for on both sides. This AFC North is wide ass open. Seemingly Baltimore's division to lose, which is crazy considering they started 1-5. Lot to play for on both sides. This is a rivalry game. This is a road game for my Bengals. I'm actually surprised that the spread is not bigger. Because everyone's down and out on my Bengals. Everyone's down and out. I could see it being a 7-point win for Pittsburgh. I could see it being coming down to the last field goal. The last time the Bengals played the Steelers on Thursday night a couple weeks ago, I called it down to a T. There were people commenting on the clip saying that I made them money on this last Bengals-Steelers game. I'm dead serious. Normally, I'd be talking shit, but that is the truth. This is hard for me, man. I want the Bengals to win so bad. And I'll tell you, straight up, this isn't like some ESPN production where we have to stay unbiased. Like, I am biased as shit towards the Bengals, okay? Give it to me, plus 5.5. Tampa Bay at Buffalo. That'll be fun. Buffalo's favored by 5.5. We're not even out of the early window yet, by the way. Buffalo's favored by 5.5. Give me Tampa to cover that. That's a huge spread. Tampa's not a bad team. I know they're beat up. All right, Houston at Tennessee. Houston, 5.5-point favorites on the road. They come off one of their most electric wins of the NFL season last week against Jacksonville, coming back 19 points in the fourth quarter. And they're 5.5-point favorites against one of the worst teams in the league. Give me the Texans. They continue to roll. Now, what could snag it for the Texans is that they are riding too high on their own juice, and the Tennessee Titans have nothing to lose in a division game. Like I said, these division games are hard to call. Seattle at Los Angeles. Los Angeles, 3-point favorites at home. These are two of the best teams in the league playing each other in a division game. I'm excited about this one. 3-point favorites are the Rams. I wouldn't touch this game with a 10-foot pole because it could go either way. Two great teams. Sam Darnold will continue to ball. Matthew Stafford will continue to ball. What's going to give? Is this an unstoppable force meeting an immovable object? We'll have to figure out. Give me the Seahawks to cover. San Francisco at Arizona. Another NFC West game. Makes me want to throw up. I wouldn't watch this game in a million years. Just boring to me. But give me San Francisco -3 against the Cardinals. Kansas City at Denver. Another good division game. AFC West. Top two teams. Well, actually, I think the Chargers are the number two team. But still, Kansas City at Denver. 3.5-point favorites are the Chiefs. You got to give me the Chiefs on that one. I know Denver's playing great. Their offense isn't playing really well. And Kansas City is still Kansas City. Baltimore, all division games this week, huh? Mostly, at least. Baltimore at Cleveland. Baltimore, 7.5-point faves. Give me Baltimore. Detroit at Philadelphia for Sunday Night Football. 2.5-point favorites are the Eagles. There's a lot going on in that facility in there in Philadelphia. A.J. Brown talked more to the media this morning. I saw it on YouTube Shorts. And he basically said exactly what we said yesterday on the show. He wants the team, he knows the offense can play at a better level. And in order to do that, he feels he needs to get involved. And he's frustrated that the offense isn't playing at a higher level. I think I'm siding with A.J. on this one. Jalen Hurts got to pull his head out of his ass and start playing football. With that, give me the Lions +2.5. And then we'll preview the Monday night game on Monday. Like I said, guys, it's a short episode. Just happy to pop in here today. I got to hit the road and head to California. My Pop Warner 8U boys play in the regional playoffs in San Diego tomorrow morning. I will be coaching there. And then I got a buddy fighting bare knuckle in Palm Springs, California tomorrow night. So I'm already late as shit and I gotta hit the road. I still gotta pack my little duffel bag. So that's why we're having a short episode today. But I love you guys very much. If you're watching this, you're new to the channel, welcome in. I imagine the algorithm sent you here because you like football. And if you like football, you're gonna love our channel. You're gonna love our show. We're live Monday through Friday. We were early this day. We're early today. But typically, we are live Monday through Friday, 6-ish Eastern. Today, we went live around 2 Eastern. And it's a daily show. As you guys can tell, I got a lot of other things on my mind. So, that's just the way she goes, ain't it? Subscribe to the channel if you're brand new. And bare minimum, hit that like button for me. If you don't do either, don't let the door hit your ass on the way out. You know what I'm saying? But I love you guys. We're going to head on out here. And glad we could pop on. Glad we could come by and say hi. You know what I mean? That's all for today, man. I got to hit the road. I got to pack this motherfucking duffel bag, dog. I got to get on the interstate and hit this California IA traffic, dog. You know, I got about a 6-hour drive ahead of me. So, God damn it. It'll be fun, though. It'll be a good weekend. Love you guys. We'll see you Monday.